There was a time when I would add 20 minutes to every ride on purpose. Not for the scenery, not for fun, just to avoid the freeway. Because the combination of speed and traffic, that felt like too much. If you've ever felt that, maybe it wasn't the freeway, but speed, leaning, cornering, traffic, or control, you're not alone. But what finally got me past it wasn't what I expected. Welcome along for another Hangout, everyone. In our Hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics. Let's get to it. Here's the thing most riders get wrong about fear. It feels like a warning, like something you should listen to without question. But what if it's not? Fear gets a bad reputation, but most of the time, it's not the enemy. It's just your brain saying, hey, I don't recognize this situation. Are we about to die? Which is fair. The problem isn't fear. The problem is unanswered fear. Because when your brain doesn't have a solution, it fills the gap with panic. And panic is a terrible riding instructor. Because that freeway fear I had wasn't really about speed. It wasn't really about traffic either. It was something else. And once I figured that out, everything changed. When I thought about getting on the freeway, my brain would go straight to worst case scenarios. Cars merging, no space, no time to react. And underneath all that was one simple problem. I didn't trust that I knew what to do. That's it. Most riders think they're afraid of the situation, but really, they're afraid of being unprepared inside the situation. Because when your brain runs out of answers, it replaces them with fear. You're afraid of not knowing what to do next. Mid-corner and it tightens. Car pulls out unexpectedly. Gravel shows up like it pays rent there. Fear spikes when your brain goes, I have no plan. That's it. And once that happens, you don't just feel cautious. You feel stuck. So the question isn't, how do you get rid of fear? The real question is, what is fear trying to point you toward? What finally got me onto the freeway wasn't courage. It was boring. Very boring. I started breaking the problem apart. Not ride the freeway. That's too big. Instead, I practiced smooth acceleration. So higher speed didn't feel abrupt. I worked on lane positioning, so I always had space. I practiced scanning traffic before I needed it. Piece by piece, the unknowing started disappearing. And something interesting happened. The fear didn't vanish all at once. It just had less to say. Until one day, getting on the freeway didn't feel like a big moment anymore. It just felt like the next step. That's when it clicked. Fear wasn't trying to stop me. It was pointing directly at what I hadn't trained yet. And once I trained those things, fear lost its leverage. Not because I got braver, but because I got prepared. You fix fear in three ways. First, reduce the unknown. Go practice on purpose. Parking lots, empty roads, controlled environments, braking, cornering, slow speed control. Nothing kills fear faster than familiarity. Second, break things into smaller pieces. Don't get better at riding. That's vague. Instead, today, smooth braking. Tomorrow, clean corner entry. Next ride, throttle control. Your brain handles specifics a lot better than everything. Third, build a mental script before situations happen. Decide what you'll do. Corner tightens, lean more, look through. Panic braking, squeeze, don't grab. Mid-turn doubt, eyes up, not down. Now, when fear shows up, you already have an answer waiting. Here's the shift. Fear isn't telling you to stop riding. It's telling you where you need more skill. That nervous feeling, that's just a progress report delivered aggressively. If you listen to fear, it controls you. So if something on the bike makes you nervous, don't avoid it forever, like I did. Avoid it just long enough to understand it. Then go build the skill that removes the question. And eventually, that thing that used to scare you just becomes another Tuesday ride. And a lot less stressful. Also, turns out that the freeway saves a lot of time.